All right, again, my name is Tracy Fujikane. I'm a three-star Crown with PM. You've joined the Tuesday Night Business Training Call, and thanks so much for joining us. We have an exciting call planned for tonight. I'm going to be announcing some winners of the free convention ticket. Every week, we have three opportunities to win a ticket every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. If you have purchased your ticket in advance, you have the opportunity to win that ticket if you've enrolled a PLC member in the previous week. So what I've done is I've put the call into Q&A mode so that if your name is called, you can press star six. So I want to go through a couple other announcements on this call, and we're going to be talking about our business, which, of course, is all about people. So first things first, I need to go to my email real quick. And David Litt has just sent me the entries for this week's winner. So hang tight and let me get to my email. All right, David Litt says, our winner is, oh my goodness, our brand new diamond. Is Carrie Morin on the line? You do need to be present to win. Carrie, if you're on the line, you do need to press star six.
Hello?
Oh, there you are, Carrie Morin.
I'm here.
I'm just going to start counting down the time. So congratulations. You had the foresight to purchase your convention ticket in advance. And maybe you could tell us, and your brand new diamond, congratulations on ranking diamond in February. You're also going to be going on the diamond trip in April. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your recruitment activity last week.
So last week I had two enrollments, and let's see, I guess one was at the beginning of the week and one was at the end, beginning of both course three, which is awesome, and really excited to get started. They're both receiving the packages, so that was like the
sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, I think. I'm sorry, I'm not quite hearing you. I don't know if that's my line or your line, but I couldn't quite
hear
you.
Can you
hear
me now? That was the last
a little
better. Seven enrollments. Those were my last two in the month of February, so that was last week.
So, sorry, I'm not hearing you, but Carrie, could you just tell us how many people did you enroll last week?
Oh, last week, two people.
Well, congratulations. That got you entries in to have your name drawn. And
yay!
We're looking forward to joining you at convention in August at the Gaylord Estate in Orlando.
Me too. I'm super excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. So join us again. There's another opportunity to win next week. And definitely, I want to just go into a couple other announcements that David has for us for our Denver Regional, where David's going to be. That's going to be for next weekend. And we have Amy Venner, David Litt, David Scoltetti, Marina Simone, John, and Marilyn Altshuler are going to be joining us at that Denver Regional. And then we also have the Diamond Club. And today's the 1st of March. We have a full 31 days. This is something exciting. If you're here now, you have the opportunity to make that run for Diamond by March 31st to join us in April at the Diamond Club to meet Dave and Amy, to tour the factory, to have a celebration dinner with us there. And I myself am going to be attending that and look forward to meeting all of our diamonds there. We also have early bird convention prices are going to be up at the end of March. So this is our time to, again, to get your entry in, to get your free ticket. You need to advance purchase your convention ticket like Carrie did. And so those early bird prices are available through March 31st. Any other announcements we have, definitely I would encourage you to sign up for the email blast that we send out that contains all of the information about our Europe convention, which is going to be held in June. It has the information about our national convention, April 5 through 7. It talks about LEAP and all of the things that we have planned for that. So definitely sign up for those email blasts so that you don't miss out on anything. So next, it's my pleasure to really talk about the training portion on this call. And this is a training that I call PPLE, that it's all about people. PPLE stands for Pace, Lead, Empower. And this is the formula that I use to walk people through their options when they're prospects. It's the formula that I use when talking to people about their goals and in follow-up calls with team members. And if we can always remember that it's about people and we can remember this formula, then it's going to allow us to help people reach their goals in a much easier way. So before we get specifically into that formula and exactly how it works, learning about working with people, just know that it always comes down to what I affectionately call those three things. Those three things are perspective, expectations, and communication. So how we see things is how we think about them. And how we think about them is how we feel about them. And how we feel about them dictates what we do about them. And what we do, of course, creates the end result. So if we can change our perspective or understand someone else's perspective, then we can start to see how and where and why our expectations are the way that they are. So for example, when you're joining Purim as a business and your friend got you started, one of the perspectives that we sometimes have is, well, now you're my leader. You enrolled me and you're supposed to know what to do, even though yesterday you were just my friend. But today you're my leader and I have an expectation about what that means. And so depending on how we communicate that to each other about our expectations and where we're coming from, that's where frustration can come into play. So keeping a really clear perspective and being able to change our perspective is really key, because positive and negative exist in every situation. So it's what is it that serves me? And I know I'm dating myself when I talk about looking at negatives. When we used to take pictures on cameras, not on our phones, we used to go and have film developed and used to hold those negatives up to the light to decide which ones you were going to develop. So it's kind of a weird way to go around looking at the world through negatives. And when we can choose to develop and look at the positive, then life can really be different. So definitely starting with perspective as a foundation is very powerful, because we can put ourselves into a place where our life is much more positive and our interactions are much more positive when we can hold people as capable and see the greatness that they have today. Because a perspective, again, that we sometimes have in this business is that I see your potential. A potential is something that has to be cultivated to come to some kind of fruition. But keep in mind that everybody has some greatness in them now. So capitalizing and seeing that and appreciating the greatness that people have today is an important component to what we do. And when we can see that in people and we can see that in ourselves and we can be more positive, then it colors everything that we do. And again, it leads right into the expectations that we have of each other. And sometimes we have expectations like, I would expect you to do more, or I expect you to appreciate me, or I, you know, gave you a lead that helped you get some business, and so you should appreciate that. You know, so you can start to hear all the expectations that come up in all of this, and then it's to really realize that communication is hard. It's the thing we try to do from before we're born, but it's the thing we never master in our lifetime. There's a lot of assumptions that we need to make when we're communicating with people. So it's the same thing when we're getting started in this as a business, when we're talking to people about, well, you can do this as a business. And that word business sometimes turns people off because they translate that word business into things that we might not mean. So business could mean expectations about performance. to mean pressure, to mean a lot of work and time and effort, and it could be being pushy and all of these things that are being translated as soon as we bring in that word business. But if we can communicate with people in a different way, in a way that they can understand, because for me, maybe doing the business simply means you're sharing gift cards. And maybe sharing gift cards and getting money back, give 50, get 50, is more of a customer referral program. Maybe it's helping you get your products paid for at the least. So talking in a way that resonates with the person that we're talking to, we want to be aligned with what it is that they want, which leads us right into remembering that it's about people, P-P-L-E, pace, pace, lead, and power. So when we're talking with prospects, finding out where they're at, what they want, what are their goals, is a really critical important critical component of helping them get what it is that they want. And that's what we want for everybody, is for them to get what they want, not what I want for them. But maybe what I have for them might fit them and benefit them. But I need to find out and earn my way to being able to make some recommendations. And the way in which I find is very powerful to do that is on a connect call. Some people call them three-way calls. Again, it's about language and perception about what it is that we're doing. Three-way calls is a very terminology type word that's used in the industry. But really what it is it's a connect call. And connect calls are very powerful in that the most unloving thing that we could say about or towards another person is, I know how she is. I know how they are. When we put people in a box, then we're trying to really keep them there. And I know that that's not our intention. And when we put someone else in a box, we truly, really are putting ourselves in a box. Because then who am I to change? If that's how you are and you're not going to change because I just put you in that box because that's how you're going to be, then who am I to change? Who am I to break through my habits or my patterns? We can allow that space when somebody can come in as a subject matter expert without any biases about that person, because you have a viewpoint of the person coming in, whether it's what you think they can afford, what they should and why they should do it. You may look at your friend and say, well, she needs to lose some weight. And it may be a reason for her, but it doesn't feel her desire. So desire is what we're really trying to get to, is help people fulfill what it is that they really want. And people can come to the line and talk about a lot of reasons why they need to do something. But if it doesn't touch their desire, then we're going to have a hard time moving them to the place where they really want to be. So I really am a big believer in connecting people to other resources so that, one, there's not the bias that happens. It's the most loving thing that we can do. But it also connects them to a community so that I'm not the only person who's supporting them. It also has to do with having that third party that comes in to be the subject matter expert so that I don't have to be that for my friend, because my friend will think that she needs to know as much as I do in order for her to start sharing. So part of the point of what we do is to make it so that anyone with any level of knowledge can really share it if we provide them with the tools. We provide them with the videos. We provide them with brochures. We provide them, you know, with other resources like Healthy Happy Hours or on these Connect calls. So the great thing about our culture in Imperium is our Connect calls are not like going to the car dealership and being brought to the finance manager to get closed and to be upsold and to like have the hardcore sales. So that's a really important component to know, that that's not what this call is. This call is really a loving way to introduce someone to help them get their needs met. And so when you're talking to one of your team members' prospects, because that's really how the pattern works, is that I'll be there to talk to your friend, and then you will be there to talk to your friend's friend. And this is the best way for you to get trained, is to bring as many calls as you can of your own so that you're hearing these calls happen, these questions, the same questions happen over and over again. And believe me, there are so many times where I hear from the friend, the person who's a team member with Perium, brings their friend to the call and learns things about their friend that they didn't know before. It's just something that happens when you have that third party that's trying to discover what it is that your friend really needs. So that's where the PACE, lead, and power comes in, is that when we're doing a call, for me, the very first question that would be asked would be, tell me what you saw or heard that got you interested in Perium. Because there's a million reasons why someone could be interested in what we have. So whether it's for cleansing, whether it's for health, whether it's for weight loss, whether it's for their kids, whether it's for the business and these gift cards, whether it could be any number of things. And whatever it is that they're looking for is what I want to share with them. Because we can reinforce what it is that they saw. So tell me, what did you see or hear that had caught your attention about Perium? Whenever we can open the door with questions, then that's where your friend has the opportunity to really key us in to the information we need to provide. It makes for a really, really effective call. And you may be asking yourself, well, how do I even get one of my friends on these calls? And the truth is, the first component is to get comfortable with it yourself. Because if you're hesitant and you're saying, well, she's just going to get sold to her, you know, whatever limitations you may have in your mind, then they're never going to go smoothly. You're never going to get that person on the line because of how we feel about it. If I feel hesitant, then my friend's definitely not going to feel comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're at a party. And I want you to imagine that you're talking to somebody there and you happen to hear something about them that is like somebody else that you talked to earlier in that party. So in other words, what you naturally do every day when you network, whether it's at a networking event or at a party, and you meet somebody and they say, hey, you know what, I'm someone who's interested in making jewelry. Oh my gosh, well, you know my friend Sally, she's also interested in making jewelry. I'd love for you guys to meet. If you think of it in terms like that, in the connection that you can make with people, then that's all we're doing in introducing the connect call. So the pattern really would be that you share something with your friend about Perium. So whether that's the farm to family video, whether it's the animated video, whether it's a healthy happy hour, and if they didn't get started there, maybe it's something on Facebook. And now they're interested and they either want to get started or they have a question expressly saying that they have interest in learning more. It's at that point where I'm going to give you some verbiage. You can kind of use this as a sample script and you can write it down, which is, that's a great question. And you know, there's someone I'd really like for you to meet. You can say that person's name. She's someone who's helped so many people. And if there's something that you can connect between those two people, a like interest, or she's also very, you know, motivated, she's also very, whatever term you might use to describe your friend, you guys would really hit it off. I'd love to introduce you. And that's the verbiage that I recommend to introduce the connect call is, there's someone I'd love to introduce you to. She's a good friend of mine. She's been so supportive. She's helped so many people. Let me just see if she's available. And that's a great way to set it up so that there's no expectations too. And whether or not that person may be available at that time or not, you set the expectation that you want them to meet. And this is how you can really avoid verbal vomit, is by making this connection. And then if you're not able to make the connection in that moment, my biggest tip is to let them know that she was on the phone helping someone else. She wasn't available, and I left her message. When she's available and calls me back, I will call you back. And then you want to get off of that line. Because otherwise, we start maybe trying to talk a little bit more and string them along and hoping somebody's going to call us back. And then by the time somebody does, we've already said everything that needs to be said. So definitely try to be very concise about getting on and getting off and not really taking too much of their time without giving them other value. Once you're able to make that connection, I can tell you magic happens. And I will ask you to write this down because this is equally as important as anything else, is that when you bring a call to your up team support, you want to introduce both parties with a very brief something nice about each of them. So you would come and tell me, Tracy, this is my friend Sally. She's a super mom. She's got three boys, and she's always been so supportive of me and everything that I've done. Sally, this is my friend Tracy. She's supported so many people. She's been a mentor to me, and I would just love for you guys to meet. And then you will simply melt into the background because your up team support will know that that's our cue to say, hey, you know what? It's so nice to meet you. I'm so happy that you're friends with Sally. She's been really great. We're going to, in turn, re-edify our team member in that process. And when we do that, we have this triangle of trust, this triangle of edification in which we borrow your rapport with your friend to have a great conversation. So you can start to see where it's a very, very powerful tool to help people be in a relaxed state that can be open to hearing what's available. And when we put it in their court, then they're in control of the whole thing, which is a really nice place for them to be. It's a non-aggressive way to share with them. And again, the main part when we're pacing them and finding out about them in this call, I'm switching gears now where you're the up team support getting this call, and we want to find out from them what they saw or heard, what's their interest, reinforcing what they said. Again, really hearing them and what they're asking for, then we've earned the opportunity to then lead them towards something or suggestion. And my verbiage at that point is, based on what you've shared with me, my recommendation is. And then I typically only give one choice, because if I really heard them, if I really found out what they're looking for, then I can really know what it is that they need. So for a lot of people right now, I'll tell you the most popular package is the Platinum package, simply because Core 3 is what everybody needs. That's the minimum. That's minimal effort for maximum results. And if everybody can at least get their protein, fruits, and veggies, I mean, when we wake up, we don't have time to think about, what am I going to do to take care of me today? That's not the first thought. And so when we've got not just work and home like everybody else throughout the ages have always had, but in this time in our life and this time in society is the most chaotic, busy time that's ever been since the history of man. And when you wake up, you've already got text messages and emails and Facebook and Twitter calling you besides, you know, thinking about how you're going to get your kids to school on time before your feet even hit the floor. So to say I'm going to take care of me first is like it's never going to happen. But when we can offer people Core 3, that's where there's some magic that happens, where they can energetically do something to take care of themselves. They can bookend their days by starting with aminos, finishing with apothecary, filling in with the power shake in between. And so we know that everybody needs to start with Core 3. And in this time of year, and in every time of year, when people want to lose weight, then they can start or incorporate the 10-day transformation in if and when they want to or need to or not. But since so many people do want to incorporate the 10-day transformation into their routine at some point to get those accelerated results, that's where the Platinum Package really is the best option. It's going to give them everything that they need for Core 3 and their transformation together. So this is where really listening to what they want to do and understanding, okay, you do want to lose some weight. Okay, you do want to make sure you're taking care of yourself. You do want something that's minimal effort. So what I've heard you say is this, and therefore what I can recommend for you is, and giving a single option that we've earned the right to lead them to because of what we heard when we were pacing with them. So that's why the emphasis really is on the pace part of things. And then the empowering them to make a decision, empowering them to make changes for their life. When we give them Core 3, there's magic that happens because they're making a decision to do something for themselves. The truth is that we all know what is good, better, best, and bad choices. And so when we have Core 3 in our hand as a tool and we can start to be empowered to make better choices, because it's only about the better choice, not always the best choice, but always a better choice, then we can start to make better decisions about how everyday life is going to be without being given a diet, without being given a program. Most times when you're given a program or a regimen, we can follow it for a while, but when it's not ours and when we haven't adopted it, it's much more difficult to stick with it. So my last tidbit on this is that Connect calls are not just for prospects, but they're for team members, and it's one of the most powerful tools we have with our team members. It's the best way to get introduced to our team members who are down below. You may have that term taprooting, and I don't just pick up the phone and call down and see somebody new and say, hi, by the way, you don't have no idea who I am, but hi, I'm here to support you. It's much nicer to get introduced through somebody so that they know we're a team, we're here to support, that there's a whole door that can be open for them. And when it's not our friend telling us or finding out from us what we want to do and then being shared with how we can go about taking some steps to do that and then becoming empowered to make our way towards deciding that we want to rank advance, that we want to be on that diamond trip. When it's not our friend directly telling us because we have that interaction, that dynamic between us, then it can be such a powerful tool. And so one of these days, we'd like to get more in depth on the how to use Connect calls to coach team members and the benefits and methodology that we use. But the main thing is to know that we still use the same philosophy of pace, pace, lead, empower. So I hope there are some tips there that you can grab hold of and that you took some notes and some verbiage that you can use and share. And I challenge you to go out and make a connection by the end of tomorrow. Try it, see how it feels, see what you can get out of it, and then share that tool with others. So it's been my pleasure to host the Tuesday night business training call. Don't forget that we have Dave's call tomorrow night, and we have Amy's call on Thursday, and those are two more opportunities to get your convention ticket paid for. You do have to be present to win, and you can set yourself up to be eligible for a ticket next week by making sure you have your convention ticket this week and that you enroll a PLC member. So I look forward to hearing you on another call. Thank you and aloha.